Greetings and welcome back to the Wealth Academy Sales Funnel Specialist. So a really quick question and a big objection that happens a lot when it comes to sales funnels is, why are sales funnels better than websites for growing your business? And just to clarify, technically a sales funnel is a website, but we're talking more, why is a sales funnel better than more of a corporate style website? So let's get right into it. A website, and this is typical, if you go to most websites online, it's kind of a corporate looking website. It has, you know, it has the about part, it has the FAQ, it has a contact us, it has all these different options on the site for people to go and people to read and all of this stuff. Versus a sales funnel, which has traffic come through and it moves to leads and it moves to sales, and there really isn't other options for them to go clicking around, right? So they both have their place. They both fulfill a certain thing, but as far as actually growing and getting people to invest in your products and services, the latter, a sales funnel, is a far more effective tool to get that done, okay? So here's the first reason why. A website is an information hub where people can browse through as they please. As where a sales funnel, to contrast that, is a razor sharp process which guides people through a series of specific steps designed to actually close the sales. Okay, so the website, and here's just a little backstory or background. The website is a good thing, right? So it's, if you wanted to set up a website to have something in place more as a placeholder, definitely don't hear us saying we're against that. That's important. It's like, it's a brand. It's sort of the cornerstone brand recognizer. It helps build trust if you have a decent, good-looking website, right? And it's good for people to be able to look at your about page, look at, you know, all of that stuff. It's a good thing. The sales funnel is dialed in, though. The sales funnel is something you can determine with hard metrics how people are converting into actual sales and revenue. So that's really, really important. That's something that most people miss out on. They'll run Facebook ads to a very generic Facebook, a very generic website that's not designed to turn these visitors into actual customers and buyers. Okay, so reason number two why sales funnels are better for this. How the information is presented makes a world of difference. This is really, really crucial. But sales happen quickly and effortlessly when information is presented in the right order to the right person at the right time. Write that down. The right order, the right person, and the right time. Sales funnels help you do just that. Okay, so now we're talking a little bit about ideal avatar. Okay, who's your ideal customer? And that would be the right person, and it's delivering certain elements, certain bits of education along the way that's gonna help you then turn these people into customers. And that's a very, that's something that we here at Wealth Academy have done for years and years and years and years, and have become kind of the bulwark, the company that people turn to on how to optimize sales funnels. That's what we do, okay? All right, so reason number three, the call to action. Having a simple call to action gets more people to take action. Okay, a simple call to action gets more people to take action. Okay, websites have a ton of call to actions, while sales funnels, there's one button. There's just one button. It's very simple. There's a single call to action at every point to get people to move on to the next step in the journey, be it opting in or watching a video or actually purchasing and buying a product, whatever that is. Okay, all right, reason number four, lack of clarity kills sales. This is big because here's, and let's spend just a quick minute on this. A lack of clarity kills sales, and really the ultimate thing, the ultimate way to serve your customers, to serve them, and that's the goal of a sales funnel. That's a goal of any company, right? You want to serve people. Let's just sink into this, because if you want to serve people, let's just imagine here for just for a quick second that this is kind of your prospect, okay? So this is somebody who's entering your sales funnel, and I'm gonna put a little kind of confused face on them, okay? Now, imagine your ideal customer. After having purchased your product, okay, you know as the seller they're going to be so happy. They're going to love their experience. The product is better than you even sell it as, okay? So here's the main issue, right? If they have to trek along this daunting little bridge, this little drawbridge, to get to that point, right? Here's the problem. They can't see future self. They cannot see and feel and experience that. So what the sales funnel does is it sort of lifts the fog, right? It acts as sunshine on the fog and just it lifts and removes all of the fog, the smoke, the mirrors, the everything, the doubts that are going on inside of their brain. And what clarity does throughout the sales funnel process is it gives them one single button and one action step. Click this button and move forward, right? So you keep giving them a very clear call to action, and what it does is it lifts that fog and it helps them see clearly what it's going to feel like to purchase your product. Okay, reason number five, segmentation results in better relationships and sales. So websites present the same message to all people. Sales funnels segment people into different categories based on their actions so as to present tailor-made messages for each group of people, each segment essentially. So what this means, and this is the big one, so segmentation means that you have people who have committed certain actions, they've clicked certain buttons along the way. So maybe they've clicked on your Facebook ad and made it to your blog, but then on their blog, they clicked a certain button that took them to your affiliate offer, right? And so being able to segment them throughout the sales funnel process, you give them the exact message, the exact thing that they're looking for at the perfect time. That's crucial. Okay, so to conclude, websites are ideal for delivery of general information, branding, and social media promotions. Sales funnels, to contrast that, are ideal for converting cold traffic into red-hot premium customers and clients. In other words, getting sales, driving revenue, and growing your business. Okay, we'll see you on the next video.